Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Melbourne, Australia, and is 26 years old. He's a salesman for God and has spoken to 3 million people all over the world. His message is entitled, From No Limbs to No Limits. You see, he was born with no limbs, and he believes the greatest thing that ever happened to him was being born as such. We're taught that we must be God's arms and legs. I've never met anybody better than Nick at doing this. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life, Nick Vujicic. Nick, this being Easter evening, what if we open by you offering a prayer for all of us?
I'd be honored, Jack. Let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that in the business of life, amid circumstance and strife and uncertainty, Father, in times in our families or finances or life itself, we thank you, Lord, that we are with you and you are with us. And Lord, it's not about how strong we are, it's about you standing by us, no matter what. And we ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would be with us right now, that you would touch us, you would open our eyes, you would open our ears to more of you and to hear your whisper of encouragement and comfort. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you have made a way for us to be with you in eternity. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
That was Nick Vujicic, 26 years old, from Melbourne, Australia. Nick, let's go back to December 4th, 1982. Your mom's a nurse, your dad's a pastor, and they're going to have their first son.
Mm.
Tell us about that day.
Well, you know, my mom, knew everything, what to do, what not to do in pregnancy, and even in situations where she had a headache, she wouldn't even take painkillers. She made sure she did everything right because she actually had a premonition something would go wrong in the first pregnancy. And she voiced that to my father many, many times, and my father just, you know, didn't think much of it. But they had no idea that I was going to be born this way until I was actually born. And the doctors were shocked. Everybody was shocked. It was something that really shook the faith of my mom and dad and their family and you know, the whole church, asking God why. Why would he allow the pastor's son to be born without limbs? No medical reason, no warning, no other baby to sort of use as an example. They told my parents that we're not sure if he's going to walk, we're not sure if he's going to go to school. He may be a quote-unquote vegetable for the rest of his life.
How did you, Nick Vujicic, ever learn to brush your teeth right, doing these basic chores that we all take for granted?
Yeah, it's amazing. my mom and dad, they always told me, you don't know what you can achieve until you try it. And so it's all trial and error because you had no other example to sort of work from. It's that persistence of wanting to be independent. I tried new things. My parents helped me to, you know, come up with different ideas. And, we have an electric toothbrush and it's in a holder and I put toothpaste in my mouth and I press it on with my shoulder and I brush my teeth by myself. And that's all on YouTube. And you can check that out. But now I have caregivers who take me around and now I travel around the world. And I'm an evangelist. I love how you said I'm a salesman for Jesus Christ. I love that.
And you're very good at that, Nick.
Oh, okay.
You've been to 24 countries. You've spoken to over 3 million people. YouTube has been watched by over 500 million people.
Mm.
At 8 years old, you tried to commit suicide by drowning in a bathtub. At 15, you changed.
Mm.
What happened?
You know what? God answered every single one of my questions. You know, first of all, I want your listeners to know that I'm not a person who goes out and says, hey, look at me, you know, I'm suffering more than you. I won't even say that I understand your pain. In fact, I believe that it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms and no legs. And, you know, I just ask God, why would he let this happen? And every single one of my questions were answered, excuse me, when I was 15, when I read John chapter 9. And it was about Jesus coming through a village and seeing a man who was born blind. And no one knew why that man was born that way. But Jesus said, it was done so that the works of God may be revealed through him. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says that all scripture is God-breathed. And I really believe that God breathed in my soul. And he gave me this faith. This faith to say, God, if you give me arms and legs, I trust you. And if you don't give me arms and legs, I trust you. Why? Because he asked me, Nick, do you trust me? And when you say yes to that question, it's like everything else, all the questions, all the pain, all the depression, all the loneliness fades away. Not to know, not to say that they never happen, not to say that, you know, I'm happy all the time, but to know that the joy of the Lord is my strength, knowing that God is with me. He hasn't made a mistake with me. He actually has a greater plan than I could ever think of. It's phenomenal. I am just a visual aid of the miracle of God that can be done in anyone's life who lets him in.
If there's a listener tonight who's just lost his job, lost everything, that says, Nick, I'm depressed. I've been contemplating suicide. I hear you say, trust God. I don't know how to. What do you say, Nick?
You know, everything comes by faith, F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart. First of all, faith is a gift from God that we get by hearing of the word. And I really encourage you to, first of all, take a step back and know that I don't know your pain, but tears are a language that, first of all, God understands. And when we praise God and thank God, first of all, for what he's done, if my family's taken away, if you take out my eyes, if you take off my nose, take out my tongue, take off my ears, if you take all of my possessions away, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No matter what you have here on earth, it doesn't compare with what we're going to have in heaven, a face-to-face, a hug with Jesus Christ for eternity. Having a friendship with Jesus is more than this world can ever offer. If you put your happiness in temporary things, your happiness will be temporary. Money, drugs, sex, alcohol can never heal your broken heart when it's torn apart. But God can comfort you. He is your very present help in time of need. His grace is sufficient. He knows how much your heart can bear. You can endure all things through Christ who strengthens you.
And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Nick Vujicic, who's writing his first book, which is entitled No Arms, No Legs, No Worries. Nick, talk to us about knowing Jesus.
I don't know where to begin but to say this, that he was my only hope. Jesus was my only hope, because when I wanted to commit suicide at age 8, I was like, God, you know what? No one understands me, and you're not speaking to me. And I felt like I was alone. I felt like I was a mistake. I felt forgotten. But God never forgets. God never fails. And with Jesus by my side, he gives me something to live for. There's nothing else to live for than to know the answers of the two questions that roam through everyone's mind. You know, that God's going to ask, well, first of all, do you know me? And second of all, who'd you bring with you to heaven? That's all God's going to ask, in my opinion. Don't handcuff me, you know, if you don't believe in my doctrine. But what I do believe is God may ask me, do you know me? And who'd you bring? There's nothing else to live for. He's not going to ask you anything else. He knows everything. He's forgiven of my sins. And that's the wonderful thing about Jesus, is that nothing else matters. And it sounds foolish for those who don't believe, but let me tell you something. In life, you think that I have a disability. The biggest disability is fear. You know, I think everybody has a disability. You just can't see them. And in my life, my disability was not arms, no arms and no legs. It was fear. It was guilt. It was shame. It was the uncertainty of not knowing what happens to my soul, not knowing why I'm here, not knowing my true value. That's what disability is. And God freed me of those chains. You know, there's no point being complete on the outside when you're broken on the inside. And God has healed me on the inside out.
You're 26 years old.
Yeah.
You have a fantastic piece about yourself. It even screams out over the radio airwaves. Nick, how do I get that piece?
Well, I love Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, where it says, "Do not be anxious for anything." Now, don't think that Nick's never anxious. I am. I have ups and downs. But just hear this out. Ready? Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It surpasses the world's understanding that a man without arms and legs can be used by God to be his hands and feet. It surpasses the world's intelligence to think that I can have peace and that I'm more complete than the average 26-year-old. It's a supernatural thing where every day God guards my heart and my mind in his peace. How? Three things. Number one, I pray. Number two, I thank. And number three, I trust. I pray, I thank, I trust. Today, I will pray that he teaches me to thank and trust him. And that's what it is. It's a daily ripping. It's a daily burnt offering. If I can just add this, I was looking at my fire burning today in my fireplace, and I'm nothing but a temporary piece of wood on the flame of God, of his Holy Spirit here on earth to continue to burn. That block of wood has been chopped. That block of wood is thrown into that pile so that the flame of the Holy Spirit would be burning and make light into a dark place. And I love being an offering for God in hope that not only would he be pleased, but someone else may know Jesus like I know Jesus. Not just knowing about the man on the cross, but knowing that the Spirit of God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in me. And they can have that power. They can have that peace. They can have that comfort, that healing, that restoration that surpasses understanding.
Recently, we were having lunch together, and you said, "Jack, if you put a G-O in front of disable, you get God is able."
Amen. Well, look at who God used. I mean, he used Moses, who stuttered. He used, you know, so many people who felt inadequate and were. They were not qualified in the world's eyes, but God made them able. You know, when we think we don't need God, that's the worst place to be. I mean, if you're suffering right now and you're dying of cancer, you could be in a worse position if you believed you didn't need God. You know, people look at me and say, "Nick's got a special need." No, I've got a special need for God, because it's when I'm disabled that's when I'm weak, then I am strong. Why? Because I know that's when he's with me. You know, if you can't really mix water and oil, and if oil represented God's strength, you know, the less water, the more oil. You know, you could have half a cup of water and pour all the oil you want, but that water is always going to remain, and it may overflow, but there are depths in that glass that needs to be emptied. There are depths in me that needs to be broken to experience the healing of God. There are depths of loneliness in me that I must know before I know the presence of God.
A little over a year ago, you were speaking in Orange County, California, and you looked out in the crowd, and you saw a little boy named Daniel.
Mm.
Tell us about that experience.
It was amazing. It was about a crowd of 3,000, and I saw this boy with no arms and no legs. And I couldn't believe my eyes. And I'm like, wow, finally someone I can wrestle with. No, I'm just joking. My jaw was on the floor. I couldn't believe it. I asked the father to bring him up on stage without even, you know, meeting him. And I saw he had a little foot like mine, similar to mine anyway. And you could hear a pin drop. I mean, this is amazing, that God would ordain that day that my life's path would cross his path. He was first born in his family, Christian home. Doctors don't know why he was born that way. Only 10 hours warning that he was going to be born that way as well. The doctor said, we don't know if he's going to walk, we don't know if he's going to go to school, and he may be a vegetable for the rest of his life. His mother had been praying for months and months, she said, that God would send her a sign, something that would let her know that he hasn't forgotten her or her son. And she hugged me, and she said, the first time I hugged you, Nick, it felt like I was hugging my son 24 years later. He's now about 3 years old, and he saw a DVD of me swimming, and he used to watch it about four times a day and say, swim like Nick, swim like Nick. Now at nearly three, he is swimming like me. That morning that I met them, my parents were from Australia. They're still from Australia. They were flying from down under to come visit me that morning. My mom hasn't been in the United States of America for 14 years, and she just happens to be on that plane that morning. And that Thursday, I saw God using my parents in such a powerful way, bringing comfort, saying to them what they wish someone could say to them with credibility and experience. I tell people today that if God doesn't give you a miracle, you are a miracle of God for someone else. Daniel will be lonely. Daniel will go through depression. Daniel will be teased at school. And when he does feel like giving up, he's going to look at Uncle Nick and say, well, if God has a plan for Uncle Nick, then God has a plan for me. And I would rather have no arms and no legs here on earth to bring one more soul to heaven. If that's all it meant, that's the world to me. It's everything to me. It's more than the world to me. It's my purpose. It's my destiny. It's my peace.
We're talking to Nick Vujicic, and he's the most complete man I've ever met in my life. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WGAR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Nick Vujicic, a salesman for God, 26 years old, who has spoken to 3 million people in 24 countries. Nick, it's been amazing to me how many times I've met a family that has a special needs child. And eventually they come to refer to that child as the gift from God, our teacher, our inspiration, our hero, our angel. How do you explain this?
I've never had a child, thank God, because I'm not married or anything like that. But I cannot imagine, first of all, just what those parents go through, because it's such a different ballgame than a physical challenge. First of all, I believe that when you see a parent serving their child, you see with your own eyes the miracle of unconditional love. The love for a parent for that child to have, knowing that they're going to serve and give that all that they have, knowing that this child cannot repay anything back. That itself is God's love that I believe emanates and plants seeds of hope in onlookers' hearts like we can't imagine. First of all, my parents and I take my hats off to these people, and we all give glory to God, absolutely. But I'm telling you, there are some people in my life, Jack, that have inspired me. But the people who've inspired me the most are the people who've never said a word, but they've smiled. And their smile and their unconditional love through their eyes, it blows me away. Those families have inspired me to go out and do what I'm doing. And I don't understand God all the time. He works in mysterious ways. But never doubt the plan of God. And when you do doubt, just take one day at a time. That's what my parents said, you know. Take one day at a time by Jesus by your side. And to see these kids, they're a miracle for me. They inspire me. They become, a gift. I think it's another view, another dimension of love that we see of God in these families, and I don't know, patience and kindness and meekness and temperance. I see this, and maybe this sounds weird, but to me that's what I see. I see how God can use the disabled, how God can use the mute to speak out His love in ways that we can't imagine.
Watching you, Nick, amongst the crowd, you're magic with people. You use humor very effectively to disarm and comfort people. When I see you with people in wheelchairs, I get the sense of it's like living at the time of Christ and being around Him. It's life-changing when these people come up to you. Are you aware of that?
I thank God. I thank God every day. I thank God for each soul who walks away changed, who walks away thinking, man, if God has changed Nick's life and if God has a plan for Nick's life, if God can use Nick, then God can use me. If God hasn't forgotten Nick, then God hasn't forgotten me. And it's not that people understand my pain. It's not that I understand theirs, but we all understand brokenness. We all understand what a dark place is with no light. And it's interesting how the world sort of is envious of a man without arms and legs. And that, you know, trying to get your head around that is amazing. But that is all glory to God. It's not me. It's not about me. It's about what God can do in you and through you. And it is amazing when you put faith and obedience together. It brings blessing. You know, sin stops blessing. It does. Disobedience stops blessing. And that's what I'm striving for. I want to be the man of God shining His righteousness, faith, and obedience. And that's it. That's my greatest desire. Not my will, but His will be done. No matter what plan I think I have, God's always got something better in store. And, you know, I know that there are going to be many, many souls coming up to me in heaven and hugging me and saying, it's because of your faith and obedience that I'm here. You know, we're parts of the body of Christ. We are the ones to reach out. What a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege to be called a servant of the Most High God.
For the first 15 years of your life, your parents, you begged God, you prayed for God, you screamed at God to give you arms and legs. Nick Vujicic, if God offered you your arms and legs today at age 26, what would you say to God?
Not my will, but your will be done. Because if I said yes, I'd only want it if He wanted it. Because if He said yes when I wanted it at 8 years old, I can guarantee you, Jack, 200,000 souls that we've seen come to Christ may not have come to Christ. It's because of this disability that we see His ability to move. And I thank God that He's given me a need for Him. And the need for not my will, but His will. That would be my answer, whatever He wants, because He knows better than me. His ways and thoughts are higher than me. He knows what's happening in 5 years. He knows what's happening at my last breath. He knows who I need to meet. He's seen a world of souls who need Jesus, and He's asking, who will I send? Who will I send? And He will only send those who say, here I am. And I don't want to limit God by my desires. I want to take off my limits. Take His limits off, because He has no limits, by saying, not my will, but your will be done. That's how Jesus prayed.
Nick Vujicic, how do you define victory?
I believe victory is not a change of circumstance. People could say that. I mean, let's look at a conqueror, okay? Let's say there's a battle, and I'm the chief of the army, let's say, and we conquered him. There's victory like that. But in Hebrews, it says that we can be more than conquerors, which means our circumstance doesn't even have to change before we find victory. The enemy itself doesn't need to be, or the obstacle doesn't need to be defeated for us to find that victory. The victory has already been won. The war has already been won by the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. And here I am, I'm just going through, and He's carrying me through when I can't walk. And if you look at it that way, where I already know that I have victory even while the battle's raging, even in the midst of circumstance, even in the midst of the storm, the eagle soars above the storm. The eagle doesn't blow the storm away. The eagle soars above the storm. Isaiah 40:31, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. I didn't need arms and legs. I needed the wings of the Holy Spirit.
Nick, when you meet your maker, what are you going to tell him?
What a great question. I'm going to thank him for what he did for me on the cross, because I was undeserving. If we realize how undeserving we are of God's love, we would stop thanking him for what we hope will happen and just thank him for what he's done already. So many people, they're waiting for God to do something when he's already done so much so that all we should do in this lifetime is thank him and praise him and honor him with our breath, with our action. Faith without works is dead. Get into action of serving, because he came here not to be served but to serve. I want to thank him. I want to thank him for the love he's given me, the love that could never be separated from me. I want to thank him. I want to hold his hand. I want to go for a walk with him. I want to jump on him and hug him and just kiss him and kiss his feet, because there is no greater gift than Jesus Christ.
Nick, how do we learn more about your ministry, DVDs, etc.?
Go to lifewithoutlimbs.org, lifewithoutlimbs.org. There's a free newsletter every month, and there's a full itinerary of where I travel. I travel 40 weeks of the year, and yeah, please go on and pray for us and support us if God leads you. Get DVDs of this message out. And I tell you, man, if you have friends and family who don't know Jesus Christ and don't know the value of Easter, get them a DVD. Get them the Verve DVD. They won't take anything that's got to do with Jesus Christ, but if you tell them that it's about a guy without arms and legs, maybe they'll watch it. And I'll tell you right now, they'll watch the whole thing. People are being touched all around the world through these DVDs, so it's a great evangelistic tool.
God wants us to be his arms and legs. No one does this better than this 26-year-old man, Nick Vujicic, who has no limbs. Amazing. And I'm Jack Crisul, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.